So our next topic is flexible structures for renewable energy construction financing. We have two speakers. Our first person who's going to speak today is Genevieve Fox with Plus Power. She's Deputy General Counsel Finance. She's with Plus Power, and they are a market leader in battery energy storage sector. Genevieve spent some time before going to Plus Power at Milbank, and she spent some time in-house with D.E. Shaw Renewable Investments, now I think known as DESRI. She's a seasoned project finance attorney with experience in development, working with developers and finance parties on $15 billion of debt and equity transactions. We also have Kate Getter. She's Associate General Counsel with U.S. Bank. She leads a team of in-house attorneys who support U.S. Bank's environmental finance business line. That includes project financing, tax equity investments, tax credit transfer products, all to renewable energy projects and to clean energy businesses. Please join me in welcoming Kate and Genevieve.
Thanks. And actually, we've both had big updates since we provided those bios. I'm now the general counsel of Plus Power. And Kate?
Thank you. Yep. And I've moved to Bechtel. So we'll be drawing on our experience across our bios, however, to talk about construction financing today. All right, so just to start, construction financing is exactly what you think it is. It is financing to support your construction period. We've listed a number of other financing sources on this slide, but construction financing has some friends. So you'll all often have a construction financing loan accompanied by a tax equity finance bridge loan, a tax equity bridge loan, LCs, hedges, and your construction loan is going to convert to term financing. Importantly, all of those types of financing, with the exception of the LCs and hedges, are non-recourse loans. Other types of financing reflected on this slide are potentially recourse or non-recourse. I'm going to put a quick pause in there. I hope everyone's paying attention. You may see that we have candy up here. Everyone's exhausted, and I'm sure you would like some candy. There's going to be an interactive portion of this presentation at the end, so pay attention, and you may get some candy if you want some.
This is not a test. Okay, so construction financing, as Kate mentioned, what we're talking about today is really project financing, so construction financing in that context. And what project financing is a type of limited recourse or non-recourse financing that's distinct from kind of corporate financing or balance sheet financing. So in the context of project financing, the lenders are financing a single asset, typically, project, where their sole recourse, their only collateral, is the project itself. So that's all of the tangible and intangible assets, the equity, basically everything related to that project. And that's contrasted with, as I mentioned, balance sheet financing, which is the lenders are actually financing against the balance sheet of a company. So, for example, if GE wanted to finance a project, they could finance it on their balance sheet, and they could either do it themselves or they could get lenders to lend against their balance sheet. And if things go wrong, the lenders can go and sue the deep pockets that GE, you know, has. Or GE can set up a special purpose vehicle, special purpose entity, and that can be, you know, that's the project company that will hold all of the assets. And then the lender's sole recourse is that box, that the SPV. The construction loan for these financings, as Kate mentioned, is available during the construction period. Under this kind of loan arrangement, there will be a number of different kinds of facilities made available. So the first is convertible construction loans. These are loans that the proceeds are used to pay for project costs through construction, so from NTP until you're basically COD'd. You can also use these proceeds to reimburse for kind of over-equitized sponsor equity in a project. So typically lenders will require something around 10%, sometimes more, of the sponsor's equity in the project so that they have skin in the game. And if the sponsor, by the time they get to close construction financing, have, for example, 15% in, they can use a portion of the loans to reimburse that over-equity. Also available within these loan agreements are bridge loans. These are loans that bridge to something other than a term loan, so they'll bridge.